conservative political activist Barnes for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Muckraker. Today's topic is going to be New Hampshire Senate Bill 231, which is a fiscal note. This is currently in committee with the Senate Finance Committee. This is an act establishing a historic housing tax credit and making appropriations for workforce housing and affordable housing. Sponsors are State Senator Innes, Republican, Bradley, Republican, Rosenwald, Waters, Birdsell, Republican, Lang, Republican, Shanley, Prentice, Whitley, Perkins Quokka, Soucy, Representative Alexander Jr., Hillsborough 29, and Representative S. Gold, Merrimack 8. This bill establishes a historic housing tax credit, makes appropriations to the Department of Health and Human Services to support emergency shelter programs, and makes appropriations to the Housing Finance Authority, I believe it's $25 million, we'll read on below, and to the Department of Business and Economic Affairs, which is being controlled by Chambers of Commerce and Rockingham Planning Commissions, to support workforce housing and affordable housing. How relatable is that to what we're seeing happening in this state, what we are seeing happening in the town of Hampton, Bedford, Salem, many, many New Hampshire cities and towns? So again, this is an act that establishes a historic housing tax credit. I wonder who's going to get the credits. And making appropriations for workforce housing and affordable housing. This is state appropriations. State appropriations for this bullshit. So contributor, this is the definitions, is going to mean an investor providing cash or a pledge to the authority for a project in exchange for a tax credit. So you do a project, you're going to get a credit. Eligible structure means any historical structure that is intended for residential use and is intended to become income generating. Now, this is going to align perfectly with House Bill 44, which I also did a podcast on. So, eligible structure includes those currently used as residences and those intended to be converted to residential use. So, anything. It also includes properties that are or will be primarily used for residential purposes, but they may have other uses that are non-residential. So, you see the condos with the commercial on the first floor. We got tons of those in Hampton. It does not include any property that is or is intended solely to be the private residence of the owner. So it does not include any property that is or is intended solely to be private residence of the owner. So if you own all that bullshit, your property is exempt. Okay, historic structure means a structure that is listed in the National Register of Historic Places or the State Register of Historic Places, has been determined by the National Park Service to be a certified historic structure, possesses characteristics that make it eligible for listing on either the National Register of Historic Places or the State Register of Historic Places, or possesses other historical characteristics and make it worthy of preservation. Okay, something that won't get torn down to put up communist housing. That's what a historical structure is. The pledge means a written agreement between the authority and a contributor for the contributor to provide cash contributions in the future. Okay, so the contributor is an investor providing cash or a pledge to the authority for a project in exchange for a tax credit. Okay, project means a plan to rehabilitate a historical structure. Historical Housing Preservation Tax Credit established. The authority shall adopt rules establishing a competitive process for eligible applicants seeking investor contributions for projects. Contributions may be made to the authority by investors for specific projects. An investor tax credit equal to 65% of the contribution made to the authority during the contributor's tax year shall be allowed against any of the following individually or in combination of taxes imposed by, and it lists several RSAs that are, you know, already in place. Part 4, credits provided by this section applied against the liabilities imposed by RSA 400A, RSA 770 shall be deemed to be taxes paid for the purposes of RSA 77A:5, Part 3 and 10, respectively. The credit or any unused portion thereof may be carried forward for more than 5 succeeding years, but shall not exceed $1 million in any given tax year. So they can do up to $1 million a year for 5 years. The credit provided by this section shall be available to contributors or on or after contributions for which credit is to be taken are actually received by the authority. Contributions received by the authority for which credit is to be taken shall not exceed $5 million in any state fiscal year. Contributions received by the authority in excess of $5 million in any state fiscal year shall not be eligible for credit in such fiscal year, but may be carried forward to succeeding fiscal year or years, and will be given priority in determining total contributions eligible for credits in such fiscal year. So if they can't pay it all in the first year, then these guys will get first choice to the what's available the next year. This is what they did with COVID, okay? Estimated tax payments under RSA 400A-32 due and payable after the date of contribution to the authority may be reduced by the credit allowable under this section. Okay, so if you got a $10 million tax bill with all your properties, you can get up to $5 million taken off. Okay, so here we go. This is the estimated tax payments. Okay, we did that. So part 2, Department of Health and Human Services, Homeless and Housing Shelter Programs, Appropriations. The sum of $8 million for the biennium ending June 30th, 2025, hereby appropriated to the Department of Health and Human Services to support the following. Existing shelter programs with increased cost. Existing and new shelter programs. Operation of time-limited winter shelters. And the sum of $2 million for the biennium ending 2025. Hereby appropriated to the Department of Health and Human Services to support the following. Housing Stabilization Services, Eviction Prevention. Okay, how about you just let us handle it and stay out of our lives, okay? They have created this. We don't need Health and Human Services. They want to provide funding, provide it to the communities so that they can give to their local charities. We don't need the state doing it for us, never mind bureaucrats in Concord, okay? And now we have part 3. Now here's the wall up right here. This is what we're going to give to the Housing Finance Authority. Affordable Housing Fund appropriation. The sum of $25 million for the biennium ending June 30th, 2025. So all these sums, $8 million, $2 million, $5 million. Oh, I'm sorry, not $5 million. $8 million, $2 million, $25 million. This is going to be all on top of whatever budget they pass. Whereas if this bill fails, we'll have to look for it still, because what they'll try to do is the Senate will try to get this omnibus into another bill or into the state budget in hopes that the state reps will pass the budget. They'll want to pass the budget. So we're going to now appropriate $25 million for the biennium ending June 30, 2025 to the Housing Finance Authority for deposit in the Affordable Housing Fund established in RSA 204, Section C:57, for the purpose of providing financing of state matching funds for affordable housing. This sum shall be in addition to any other funds appropriated to the Housing Finance Authority. The governor is authorized to draw a warrant for said sum out of the money in the Treasury, not otherwise appropriated. There you go. Department of Business and Economic Affairs, Division of Economic Development Appropriation. The sum of $30 million for the biennium ending June 30th, 2025 is hereby appropriated to the Department of Business and Economic Affairs, Division of Economic Development for the purpose of improving the ability to accelerate the approval of affordable workforce housing. This sum shall be in addition to any other funds appropriated to the Department of Business and Economic Affairs, Division of Economic Development. The governor is authorized to draw a warrant for said sum out of the money in the Treasury not otherwise appropriated. So we're looking at $65 million of appropriations in this one bill, on top of whatever the budget's going to be. We have Senator Inniss, Senator Bradley, Senator Rosenwald, Senator Waters, Senator Birdsell, Senator Lange, Senator Shanley, Senator Prentice, Senator Whitley, Senator Perkins Quaka, Senator Sousey, Representative Alexander, and Representative Gold sponsoring this bill. And of course, they don't know what the fiscal hit is going to be yet. They haven't quite figured that out. Okay, so there you have it. Tyranny in Concord. People don't like it because I talk loud about it. Well, guess what? They're totally screwing us, and we're not going to fix it by playing their game anymore. We need to say enough is enough. This one bill has appropriations of $65 million. What are you paying for a carton of eggs nowadays? Have a good one.